Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we are recording this in beautiful, sunny Cape May, New Jersey.
Yeah, in front of the ocean.
Yeah, and if you hear something in the background, that would be the spin cycle on this wonderful washer and dryer combo.
Yeah, the room's deluxe.
It is beautiful. Anywho, so we wanted to just talk to you about our day one adventure, because you know our life is exciting. It is. It's exciting.
Lately. Oh, something's always happening. Yeah,
always happening.
Especially when Pop's around.
Right.
Yeah.
So we brought Larry's father. His name is Larry as well. And we stopped for breakfast. And then, you know, on our road adventure, we stopped to use the restroom on the way. And I noticed on the back of Larry's father's pants something that was dark brown. Now.
Like he sat in a mud puddle, yeah.
Well, okay, but, you know, be truthful, Larry. I didn't say anything to your dad. But, you know, he came out of the bathroom, and he is 86. And I thought maybe, just maybe, there was a something happening. But anyway, upon further inspection, I noticed jimmies like you would find on a Sunday.
Yes, and I put two and two together. As soon as I saw the jimmies, I thought, here's what happened. Well, we went to breakfast. When he got in the booth, the side he sat on, he noticed how he slid from the beginning of the booth right to the other side.
I thought it was pledged.
And he said, yeah, like this is like a water slide, like they buttered it or something.
He did.
Should have known right then and there. He sat in the kid's ice cream.
I didn't, you know, I didn't think it because, like, who looks down on those boots? But, yeah, so I just thought they used, like, the pledge, you know, like I do at home. Anywho, so thank goodness, you know, I'm always prepared for everything.
With and the stain wipes, yeah.
I had the stain wipes. I don't want to use the brand names.
Cleaned them up.
Yes, so then Larry, you know, was there at the convenience store right outside, wiping his father's behind
on his
shorts,
yeah,
to try to get the chocolate. And let me tell you, those stain remover pads, they just work amazing.
They did, yeah, got them nice and clean.
Totally gone. And yeah. It was hot fudge, it was. So yeah, something happened in that restaurant. Okay, so then we get to the hotel, beautiful, suite-like thing. Wouldn't you say it, Larry?
Yeah, nice. And then we went down the pool.
Yeah, we went to the pool.
Went to the pool.
Yeah, and so I came up to the room to get out of the sun because, boy, it's hot. And next thing I know, Larry's coming up here saying, my father lost his key in the pool, and they have a whole crew down there.
Yo, they were searching. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't get, like, some Navy SEALs and scuba stuff or whatever.
I know.
Yeah, they were looking for that key, yeah.
Oh, my God, like it was gold. Like it was gold, Larry.
Yeah, the one he gave you. Remember?
He gave me a gold key?
No, he gave the key, remember?
No, okay. So I didn't know that I had... Oh, yes, I did. I had the key in my bathing suit because I have a zipper pocket in my
skirt suit. And he forgot that you said you'll hold the key.
So I go down there, and there is a guy there with the vacuum. There was one with the skimmer. I heard somebody overheard them talking about draining the pool, Larry.
Yeah, it was like a big Marco Polo game or something.
There has to be something
looking
with that.
Looking for Pop's key, yeah.
You know, they're real keys. They're those ones on that, you know, oblong key, the plastic thing that, you know, you find in like the 50s and 60s. They still use the keys. So maybe they had to find the key because if somebody had the key, they could go in that room, Larry.
Good thing we told them at the desk that you had it. Were they to drain that pool dry looking for that key?
They would have. So, yeah, so Larry's dad, you know, he was a little bit embarrassed, but it all worked out in the end.
It all worked out.
It did work out in the end. So, yeah, so we're going to continue this podcast from Cape May, New Jersey. And we have more to tell you. Funny stuff. So
yeah, and that's just day one.
Stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.